Good morning, Luke. How you doing?
Oh, Cindy, I'm just fine this morning. A little bleary-eyed. I was up late last night, but I sure had a good time.
You sound a little tired, so maybe you should tell me what kept you up all night long.
I'm tired but happy.
Okay.
Know? I was up hunting hogs last night, and I think I can paint a pretty good picture of what it's like. But until you have set in the deep woods in a tree, I've got a tree stand over a corn feeder. I've had a trail camera on this thing for about 3 days. The hogs were coming in every night between 9 and 10. Well, last night I thought it's time for old Luke to put some pork in the freezer. So I'm up in that stand. Gosh, I get up there about 8 o'clock. You know, I knew there wasn't any need to get there early. But I've got a Darton bow. It's one of the shorter bows. It's the 3900, and it's rigged up with a light. It's called a hog light that screws in the stabilizer thread. So I'm up in there, and when it's pitch dark, I mean no light, and you go by sound, and I'm listening. So that the idea is when the hogs come up, there's a little micro switch that you hit. You draw your bow back, use your little finger and hit the micro switch, and this hog light puts a red light out, which does not spook predators or hogs. It doesn't bother them a bit. So I'm here, Cindy, and I'm sitting there for 2 hours, not a sound. I hear a squirrel, not a squirrel, but a coons and raccoons and stuff. You can be scurrying around in the leaves. But hogs make a much different sound. I hear a big boar probably 60 yards. And unless you've heard a big old boar, you just have to hear it. You know it instantly what it is.
You can hear the difference in a sow and a boar. Is that what you're telling me?
No question about it. And I think you would instantly, if you'd been sitting in that tree with me, Cindy, you'd say, wait a minute, that's a boar. But yeah, there's no No question about it. A deep, guttural, more of a rumble than anything. But this old boar opens up out there about 60 yards. And I said, uh-oh, here they come. Well, I heard a hog squeal, probably a smaller boar that he'd whacked with his snout. They fight a lot. And there was sows. It's called a sounder. That's what you call a group of hogs like that, a sounder. But there probably was 15 to 25 hogs in this group. And I thought, uh-oh, they were coming to corn, and this big boar has changed their mind. So they hung up out there, and there was some fighting going on. I could just hear it all. And then they left. So they didn't come into corn. But I'm sitting there in the pitch dark, didn't kill a hog, didn't see one, didn't have one close enough to shoot. But, my goodness, you're talking about exciting, Cindy. I came home a happy camper, a little bit tired this morning, but still happy.
So are you going to have to move the position of the corn feeder?
No, it's going to stay right there. What disrupted that hunt was probably the breeding season, these hogs, and I'm sure that's the reason for some of the fighting and some of the dominance with these boars. They probably just pushed that whole herd of hogs back in the brush. That's what I think happened. But no, they know where that feeder is, and they know if I go back later today and check my camera, I would bet dollars to donuts that there will be hogs there sometime later in the night. So they know it's there. They'll keep coming.
So you just need to stay there all night long.
I can't do it. Yeah, that takes the fun out of it for me. But I've hunted hogs so much that I use these cameras, and I try to cut it down to the prime time. And normally, I would have probably, whoever had been in that stand last night would have shot had a shot at a hog. But, yeah, that's hunting for you. Those boars they kind of shifted things around a little bit and changed my plan, Cindy.
Well, I'm so excited that you called and told us the story of your evening. I didn't even know there was a difference in the sound, the things that you teach me.
Well, I really think it's all from being out there for so many years. And, you know, a lot of that stuff you'll learn through osmosis, if nothing else, Cindy.
Yep. We'll be here same time next week. I hope you will, too.
High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club. The website is biggame.org. The convention is in Dallas, January the 3rd through the 6th, and Brute Outdoors, brooteoutdoors.com, home of the Brute Box Cooler.